This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To say, first and foremost, I stand with the Dallas Police Department. I stand with law enforcement all over this country. This experience has been very personal for me and a turning point in my life.
Many directions. I think one of the most emotional things that I've ever seen was this African-American doctor who tried to save as many police officers as he could. Dr. Brian Williams was part of a group of doctors who talked about the mass shooting of Dallas police officers last week at the tail end of the week on Monday, holding a press conference where he was choked up and had plenty to say about what he and his colleagues do for multiple gunshot victims. And here's a little sliver of Dr. Williams.
Days of more black men dying at the hands of police officers affected me. I think the reasons are obvious. I fit that demographic.
Yeah, he said it was there were so many conflicting moments for him that he just was sickened by what happened and wished that he could have done more for the police officers. Frankly, Parkland was just so overwhelmed with people in the first place. And now there is the questions about the gunman and how radicalized was he by looking through his social media and discovering what it was that he was focused on. And he liked a couple of groups, including the African American Defense League, that was telling anyone reading its Facebook page it was time to act. And what they wrote on their page was, "The pig has shot and killed Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You and I know what we must do, and I don't mean marching, making a lot of noise, or attending conventions. We have to rally the troops. It's time to visit Louisiana and hold a barbecue. The highlight of our occasion will be to sprinkle pig's blood." So now there is discussions about what was it that pushed him in this direction. He was an expert on the history of Martin Luther King's assassination. He studied Malcolm X. A friend came forward and said that, and said that he repeatedly watched the videotape beating of Rodney King. He was obsessed with the plight of blacks in the United States, and was somebody who was discharged from the military in 2015. He was living with his family. His father also held an emotional press conference where he could not believe what had happened. He said he had no idea. He was shocked, and that it was absolutely the most awful thing one could imagine of their child. So I was downtown in Dallas. I was on Nancy Grace's show today on Headline News. She had a fill-in person, Rita Cosby, and we were talking about now where are we headed, what happened, and the siege on so many that wear the uniform. And where is the outcry for the lives that were lost and the 12 children who now are fatherless? You can throw in your two cents at 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hi, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Pretty sad what's going on in this country.
It is pretty sad. It's sad to think, boy, it hit me today when I was in downtown Dallas, and people keep asking me, what's the mood like? Is it tense? It's like, no, it's not tense. People feel sad that that happened to those police officers and can't believe that it happened. And so it's not that way. It's just sad that it had to happen. You know, everybody says, why did it have to happen here?
Well, it's really a mixed bag. I know that. because I've been around it. It's a big mixed bag. And the best thing that was said was by Fink when Mrs. Reddick, Martha Reddick, was interviewed.
Right.
You know, it's the direction that this country's been led in. But, hey, Kate, if you go back to over the 4th of holidays, and you mentioned and asked what would be your lead-in song if you were running for office?
Yeah.
Your theme song?
Yeah.
Well, I come up with one.
And let's hear it.
It couldn't just be one, though, Kate. It had to be at least four. One for a particular band, then three from another band, particular band, due to each song fits the occasion. Now, when debating, it would just be one song coming on stage and exiting. Nazareth, the band. Now you're missing with an SOB, the song.
All right, I like that. Mix it up, of course.
But when it comes to rallies and fundraisers, it'd be Thin Lizzy, the band. Coming on
stage.
Oh,
I like Thin Lizzy, yeah.
Y'all, you know, coming on stage so y'all'd have the impression of who and what I'm all about, it'd be the cowboy song. Leaving or exiting the stage, right, it'd be Dancing in the Moonlight.
Hmm.
And after the day of inauguration, it'd be the same song as I enter right of the stage as with rallies and fundraisers. But exiting the stage right, still by the band, Thin Lizzy, it'd be Dedication.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's kind
good.
Of you would. I kind of
Dancing in the Moonlight. That's a good song, too. I like your mix of your choice is good. It fits the theme.
And it's only two bands for the occasions.
Yes.
One band dedicated to the right cause and one dedicated to fighting the wrong cause.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know what also I think is kind of funny? If Trump does wind up at his inauguration, if he do, right after, you know, he states his first line in the oath, while Trump has his hand on the Bible, he states, let me think about it and get back with you on that.
Mm.
Shutting down D.C. by effective absentee due to juris publicity. In other words, till Congress straightens their act up and gives me everything that's on my desk to be signed that's right with the Constitution and right with Christianity views, I'm going to just sit back and wait.
Sit back and wait. I love it.
Well, we can get rid of a lot of old laws because there's a lot of good ones that are still exist.
Yes.
We can get rid of a lot of new laws that they have, you know, passed and never did anything about, and the old one was really good. I mean, let's get Social Security back up. Let's get, you know, everything back up to where it is. Let's take away all your benefits. Let's put you at the same playing level in your medical, health, retirement benefits as the average Joe.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're nobody special.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's just so much, that's part of the problem. There's no question about that. Thank you, Grim. That a lot of people feel just disenfranchised if we go in a different direction, and that is part of why we're seeing some of what we've seen at rallies as far as the politics of the day are concerned. We're headed there next. Hang with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And I just started seeing it, I cried.
Sadly, because they were coming out to celebrate the lives of so many who had fallen, that's a little tiny snippet from a memorial in Dallas. And there were survivors, by the way. There were seven other police officers who were injured, and there were two civilians. And then there was a question of a couple more that were injured a little bit as well on the force, because of what happened with the gunman and how that unfolded in Dallas, where they eventually cornered him and used a robot device. You know, the robot had explosives on it, and they blew him up. That's what happened. When all the memorials have come through, and we're still talking about what's happening with the police and race relations in the country and what's it like every day and all of that. The other part of what happened in Dallas using that robot, I think, will be on the minds of a lot of people as to whether this is something that we're going to see more of, that more people or more law enforcement agencies will have the access to the robot and will use it when they find themselves in a situation, in a desperate situation where they've tried every tactic, it doesn't work, and this is the way to get out of this and save more lives, which is exactly what the police chief said. It was about saving lives, frankly, and was why they decided to go with the robot in the first place. But it's the first time ever here in the United States that we know of, that any of us can recall, and I tried to really nail that down today, that there's been a robot rigged with explosives to kill the hostage who's holding, or hold, not hostage, to kill the gunman who was cornered somewhere, and in this case with Micah Johnson, he was saying he was going to kill more police officers. He had bombs. He had written in blood on a wall. He was firing shots. And the negotiators, frankly, felt they had no other way out, didn't know if he was going to bring down the building, kill more people, set off bombs, or what was going to happen, and felt that that was the only way that they could get out of the situation and frankly, save more people. And that's why that happened. All right, on the campaign trail, as we move away from Dallas and move away from Minnesota and Baton Rouge here for a second, the what's interesting is the rhetoric has really changed. Jeb Bush is showing more fire than I think when he was running for president. He said Americans will feel betrayed by Trump's promises. So we keep hearing these cries for reuniting the Republican Party. And, well, I'm sure they do at the Democratic side, too. But Jeb Bush says that what you hear from Trump is not what will be delivered on if he becomes president. That's just nonsense, that won't happen. His promises for a wall at the Mexican border, a ban on Muslims, are all like an alternative universe he created. This is what Jeb Bush said, when the reality is that's not going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen. He said that Trump, you know, to his credit, was very smart at exploiting these kinds of opportunities. He's a master of how the media works, more than anybody I've ever seen in politics. And he said, kudos for him for kind of creating the environment and manipulating it. People are going to be deeply frustrated, and the divides will grow in this country, in this extraordinary country, still the greatest country on the face of the earth, will continue to stagger instead of soar, and that's the heartbreaking part of it. I think people are really, really going to feel betrayed. They're going to feel betrayed by all of this. So that's the question. Do you agree with Jeb Bush in any sense? Do you think that what you're hearing is part of the way to deliver an election, and that there's no way he's going to be able to deliver on that? Well, we know from anyone who's running, and we go back and fact check and then look back and see what they've done, that it's near impossible, naturally, because you have to work with the legislative branch. You're not the king, you're the president, and then we have three branches of government anyway. So to me, it's critical that the president in some way, if it gets down to that, has to be able to work with the people on the Hill. And for me, the biggest question is, how does Trump, instead of people like Jeb Bush or other Republicans who are trashing Trump, how many are supporting him and trying to get that switch to happen, I think is critical for his campaign. And his platform, obviously, is still what most Americans would care about. But he has to have some friends. And he does. He does have some friends. But does he have more enemies than friends? And can he get more people to jump on board with the idea that he's the nominee and he's going nowhere? By the way, Trump did say he's going to decide on the vice president pick in 3 to 4 days, that he's put a short list together, and that supposedly it's down to like five people. Who the five people are and what role they play will be interesting to see. You've got on the list, we know for sure, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, the former governor of New Jersey, or the current governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, the Indiana governor, Mike Pence, these guys are all part of who he's got on the short list somewhere. And there's also retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And then who knows, there could be some other curveball that who's the choice. who Trump decides to go with, not what we're being fed and what we're listening to every other day, not about who's being vetted, none of that, that somebody will just come out of a completely different direction and surprise us, and they'll be the nominee instead of what seems like the obvious choice. And he hasn't done anything where it's always obvious. He, like, again, I'll say this, he is the king of the curveball. So it may be someone we're not even suspecting, thinking that this is the person at all. It could be somebody different in the in that mix. You know, so who is that person? Who is the person that's going to end up grabbing the brass ring of being the VP for the Trump campaign? I think that is critical for Trump. I mean, absolutely critical. Somebody who maybe transcends politics. We've seen curveballs that are incredibly unexpected, like Sarah Palin when she came along with John McCain. I don't know that we'll see that kind of a choice from Donald Trump. I don't think so. It's just going to be somebody perhaps we're not expecting. Let's put it that way. And why do you care and why do I care? Because I always say that America Tonight is for all of us. This is the Buzz in the Backyard, our conversation. And there's a lot of conversation, frankly, more than I can ever remember, over who a vice presidential pick is going to be. Who is that person? Right? And you know how I feel about... wildlife, alligators, sharks. We've been talking about a month ago, the sad attack in Orlando. And then I just read that there was a 10-foot gator. And boy, think of a 10-foot gator, and trust me, these suckers move fast, attacking a Florida woman. It seems, are we infringing on the gators' community? Or are they infringing on ours? What is that? And these rivers in these areas where, of course, they can come out of the rivers, is where this kind of thing is happening mostly. So a 60-year-old woman attacked heading into the weekend in Seminole County. And I saw pictures of this gator, and wow, the 911 call would just give you chills right up your back. Coming up next, we're going to the mailbag. You can still weave in your thoughts at 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She's kind of music.
Thanks for sticking around with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, talking about what's been happening all over the country. Specifically, I was talking a lot about Dallas. I spent some time in downtown Dallas today, and also, gosh, so awful with the kids, 12 kids now without fathers, thanks to what happened with the gunman last week, and 12 is such a big, big number. Let's go to Izzy. What a surprise. Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, how the heck are you?
Hanging in there, Kate.
Where are you calling us from? Are you still in Malta?
No, I was medevaced back.
And you say you're hanging in, so you're okay? Please tell us you're okay.
We'll see.
Oh, well, our prayers and our thoughts go to you for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, yeah. I so mean that. We miss you. We adore you, Izzy. Your voice, hearing your voice is fabulous.
Oh, thank you. It's, I guess I'm lucky to still have it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. The officer's shot. I think the cops should open fire on any of the Black Lives Matter group if they want to cause problems. This should be open season. This is enough. They're not going to back down. They're nothing but terrorists. And that's just my opinion on it. I'm fed up. Was coming back to an unpeaceful country was just... But could be helped. And if anyone doesn't want to support Donald Trump, unseat them in the next election. Just vote them out. Because that is just so childish what the Republicans are doing. I can't even believe these people call themselves adults.
It's tough. It's tough to be the nominee and not have, of course, everybody has opinions and nobody's going to like anyone 100%, but to purposely twist it is not good for the party.
Well, it's dumb. I mean,
yeah.
It's a matter of Trump or the beast. So, you know, the dumb Republicans, the rhinos, need to get their act together. It's all that. And they need to start supporting American citizens instead of all the radical groups and the rest of the trash tearing our country apart. And that includes Obama. What a mess he's made of this country, Kate.
Yeah. It's the end of the era, though.
Thank God, because it was the talk in Malta of how badly he has taken our country down. When I first went there, it wasn't, but it started to, as more things came up. And that's a shame, because it's not just Malta. I mean, a lot of countries. And then I say, yeah, well, you better look at all your Muslims that have come into your country and are creating a lot of hate. I mean, the whole world, I'm kind of speaking disjointedly, but it's the way my brain wants to function these days. It doesn't want to do what I want it to do.
I gotcha. We're listening. And as always, you do sound terrific, Izzy. You really, really do.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a little bit of a fall there. It was, yeah.
Wow.
Gosh. The doctor said he couldn't believe the resilience I had.
Yay.
And I said, well, I guess I just had to see this election through, doctor. My doctors happen to be from India. And, oh, my God, are they the best? And, well, most of them just laugh at me because I'm so political. And they're like, we need you in India. And I said, no, I don't think so. But
that's
they're
right.
Doctors, absolutely excellent. They saved my life, literally.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm really, really by God's will here. That's it.
Wow. Gosh.
Well, so I had to stay around and make sure Trump gets in. And if he doesn't, I'll kick his butt.
All right, Izzy, you know, we adore you. Everybody remembers Izzy. Everybody knows Izzy. And I love that fire that you have in your belly. And gosh, we are sending up amazing thoughts for you. And thank goodness you're around. And thank goodness you had some incredible doctors to help you. And as you're here, make sure you don't be a stranger. Call us any single time that you want to, Izzy, because we'd love to hear from you always. It was such a great surprise to have Izzy there in the wings. And so this is kind of like old home week, it seems. Jack Alexander in Australia joins us. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Gee, aren't you getting a lot of visitors today? You know, you go on CNN and now you're getting visitors all night.
That's right. That's what happens, exactly. Yeah. So how are you, Jack?
Well, first and foremost, before we get into that, I want to say that my prayers are with the police of Dallas and the families that have been affected in this. I mean, every time something happens in the DFW area, I instantly look at Facebook to see what you're saying about it or check to see on Google Earth how close it is to where the satellite studio is in there, because I worry. It's the sort of person I am.
I understand,
But I've been busy writing my first book.
Tell everyone the name of your book. I love it.
My book is called Burning Paper Dragons, how the coming collapse of the Chinese economy will plunge the world into 5 years of financial and violent turmoil.
Wow. Give us a little, what sent you in this direction to do the book? I love it.
Working with you a lot, because over the 6 years that you and I worked together, you were constantly kicking me in the butt, saying, you need to write a book, Jack. You need to write a book.
Yeah, I did.
And I did it. And admittedly, you wanted me to write about my military career, and I did look into it. But because of what I did in the military, the legal loopholes that I would have had to jump through because of what I did in the military just made that impossible, at least for now. But because I've been in this talk radio game now, and I've been an observer on what's going on, I've been able to put the pieces together. And, you know, you'll know over the 6 years that I've made some pretty wild predictions on the show that pretty much all of them have come true. So I thought I'd take that analytical expertise that you helped refine and apply it in writing this book.
Yay. That's great. I can't wait. We'll have you on. We'll talk about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be released beginning of September, if not sooner.
Great. Great. Good for you. We're proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been it's been a funny experience. I remember when you released your first book, and I'm sort of now doing finishing touches and stuff to it, and I realized when I started this, all of my chapters were very succinct, and the longer I wrote, the more, I won't say long-winded, but the more filled the chapters have become. So I'm going back over the earlier chapters to try and pad them out a little bit.
I got you. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Great. What do you think of the election? As you watch what's happening with Trump, do you think Trump beats Hillary?
Oh, Trump has to beat Hillary. The world depends on it. But I've made no secret of that fact either. But I mean, in Australia, everyone's pretty much electioned out. We've just had a federal election here, and here we are, nearly 2 weeks to the end of it, and neither side has really enough votes to govern. So it's now come down to the independents that are going to hold all of the balance of power. The irony in all of this, the one smaller political party that got the most number of people in have policies not that much dissimilar to Donald J. Trump.
Wow. Yeah, boy, that's interesting.
Yeah, but for most Australians, it's like, oh, I wasn't calling in tonight. Too bad, the football's on today. I don't want to worry about it. And you know, they've gone back to 7 ounce amber fluid weightlifting and watching sport.
You
know,
right.
That's the sort of political. You know, in the 6 weeks of the political campaign, I know the concept of only a 6 week election campaign is staggering.
Crazy.
To most Americans. Yeah. But. You know, once that's over, you know, they'll pay attention and say, well, which political party will give us, the biggest tax cuts, and so on. And of course, it's all, you know, give with one hand, take three times with the other. But, you know, it's always what will they give us? What will they give us? And once it's over, I mean, you know, the apathy returns. It's absolutely tragic.
Oh, it is tragic. Jack, awesome to hear from you as well. As we get closer to your book drop, we'll definitely have you on to talk specifically about the research you did for it and what you came up with. Thanks so much. G'day, as they say, down under. Coming back, a little true or false here on America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, as I said, we call this segment True or False. Patrick Eggdorf, our technical director, joins me on the air for this. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad. How are yourself?
I'm all right. Hanging in there.
Good day.
You know, the key is not to get, it's crazy. Everyone around me is coughing. This is what I hear constantly around me, Patrick. And I was like, whoa, that's not good. Can you please move to another area? Because I don't know if it's the summertime switchovers or whatever. And as you know, and many of you listening know, this is audio, baby. It's about our voices. So if somebody takes your voice out of the equation, it's pretty tough to do talk shows. So just keep thinking good thoughts that doesn't happen. We already went through that limping about a month ago when we made that transition. So I don't know. I just thought of that. I just thought that people, and it's funny because today when I was in downtown Dallas, I saw people wearing masks, a few, and I used to make fun of that. And I think, no, they don't want to get sick. That's probably why they're doing that. All right, let's dive into true or false. How about this? There was a woman and her cat that were attacked by a fox. The fox walked away with part of the woman's hand. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Ah, I love that you said true, because I had to nail you eventually here. No, that's false. Now, there was a woman and a cat that were attacked by a fox in Boston. However, the fox did not walk away with her hand. She was in her yard. She heard a commotion with her cat. She saw a gray fox. She tried to scare it off, but instead of running away, it chased her into her house and bit her a few times before she was able to get free of it. The animal was gone by the time troopers arrived. The woman had to be treated with rabies vaccinations. They say usually sick animals aren't going into traps. And the other thing is, in a neighborhood, they usually they'll just go away. But the fox was spotted later that evening in the neighborhood, and a neighbor shot it with a .22 caliber rifle. So, wow, fox attacks are unusual. They're nocturnal, and they're usually kind of shy around people. But I don't know, something different's going on. They say somebody else was bitten by a gray fox last month in Boston. But they even put out a text that said, to the Bolton residents in the Green Hill area, we had a report of a fox that attacked a person. Please keep a lookout for this animal. Watch your pets and children when they're playing outside. I guess so. I mean, that's kind of scary. Have you ever seen a fox, Patrick?
I don't think I've seen one in person.
I saw a fox one time. This was recently. Well, it was back in May. And I was on a driving range, and there was a guy standing next to me, and he said, look over there. And we both, you know, I looked over. And he said, is that a fox? And I said, you know what? It's not a dog. There's no way. We think it was a gray fox. That's the only time I believe I ever saw one. I could be wrong. What's up with toilet paper catching fire in a truck bed and eventually leading to the scorching of the truck? Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
All right, true is right. A truck was engulfed in flames, as they say, in Flint on Thursday night, after toilet paper in the bed of the truck caught on fire. The driver said he was traveling along Highway 155 when he noticed the toilet paper caught on fire, turned into the parking lot of a medical center. He wasn't hurt, said he didn't know how the toilet paper caught on fire, and that was it. The fire department responded. They put out the flames. I saw the truck. It was shocking. And all of this because, I mean, the truck was destroyed because somehow the toilet paper caught on fire. Well, it would seem like it would be highly flammable, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think it would be. So that's probably, that's probably what happened because it's flammable and somehow caught on fire. All right, how about this one? Can you imagine a javelin flying into a decathlete's eye? Because, you know, the javelin is one of their weapons. Well, that's exactly what happened in Oregon. True or false?
I hope that's not true. I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'm going to say true. It is true. What happened was this decathlete was injured in this javelin accident and said, oh my gosh, I thought I lost my vision completely. That would be a very scary moment to be hit with a javelin. And it's an 18-year-old from Parker Kennedy from Hood River recovering. It was a freak javelin accident. He was at Jesuit High School in Portland on June 24th for State Junior Olympic Championships. He was warming up with the javelin when something went wrong. He said he just released a little too late, threw it straight down in front of him, and then went like leaping forward. It went straight into his eye. He said he pulled back, removed the javelin from his eye in the process, and fell to the ground yelling. Oh my gosh, I can't even describing that is just awful. He said it was kind of an extreme yell, and his 15-year-old sister Katie was nearby. She was competing that day, and his father was there, and I saw pictures of him in the hospital, and he looks okay. They say it's kind of a miracle, and I would say it's kind of a miracle because having a javelin in your eye is a serious thing. I've heard of javelin accidents, but never somebody doing that where they put it right in their, right in their eye. Boy, that is scary. How about this? We keep talking about sharks. We just got through Shark Week. You know, I have this weird fascination with them, maybe because I've seen them on beaches and been near the water a bunch. I've lived near the water a bunch. So they are talking about these dozens of baby sharks that are washing ashore from Mobile Bay, and they're investigating what is causing that. Are there dozens of baby sharks that are washing ashore in Mobile Bay? True or false, Patrick?
I'm going to say true.
True is the correct answer. They, what happened was the people that, and it's a kind of a beautiful area, they woke up to a weird surprise on Saturday. There were dozens of baby bull sharks. Bull sharks can be scary. That were dead. They washed up on shore. It happened on a beach near Dauphin Island, which is very famous and nice. It's popular. Officials with the Alabama Marine Reserve say they are checking into what it was, and that there, you know, there were these sharks that were 2 to 3 feet long. I saw them all lined up on the beach. It was crazy. Biologists collected 57 baby bull sharks from the beach on Saturday, and they're going to use it for research. 57, that's crazy. That's a lot of dead sharks. And I guess some people were digging holes to try to bury them, and then they came along and said, no, we'll get them and pull them in because we can use these. We can investigate this. So there wasn't any markings that there was some kind of net on them. There was a net that stopped them, because sometimes that's the deal. They get, if sharks aren't moving through the water, they die, and maybe they got tangled up in a net, and that's what happened, but they couldn't find any evidence of that. So they're investigating what it was that caused that to happen. Let's end on a high note. True or false, in Baltimore, some boaters rescued a raccoon that was stranded in Chesapeake Bay. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True is right. So, boy, we've had a few animal stories in this segment. But a raccoon that's stranded in Chesapeake Bay. Chesapeake Bay is a very big area. And they posted a video of it, a baby raccoon rescue. Caught on camera, stranded in Swan Lake. The boaters found it on the 4th of July. And they decided they were going to scoop it up because the baby raccoon was trying to stay alive, and they did. And they just tried to figure out ways of how can we save the raccoon, and that's exactly what they did by scooping the baby out of the water. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, always a good time.
And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.